RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Well, Chris Lees has been in a purple patch recently. He claimed another Group 1 last week with Sense of Occasion. He's looking to go back-to-back in the Group 1s in consecutive weekends with Clearly Innocent going around in the Kingsford Smith. And he joins us on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Chris. How are you going?
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob.
Hey, congratulations on that win last week. It was a dominant win, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, look, he's been in really good form over the last couple of months, and I was really pleased to see him let down like he did, and it was good to get a Group 1 win for the Connections.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You put him away now, and the focus will be the Spring Carnival?
Yeah, he'll have a break now. He's still on the Gold Coast, just taking it easy in the sun, but he'll be back soon, and probably aim at a race like the Epsom and possibly get to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, he's got the form, doesn't he, with the placings in the Doncaster and the Queen Elizabeth and now winning the Group 1 Doomben Cup. So despite going around at big odds in those feature handicaps, he's now a bona fide Group 1 galloper, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose running third in them type of races probably had him in good order for a race like a Doomben Cup.
What do you make of the Eagle Farm track? There's been a lot of talk about whether it's going to be ready, how it's going to race. It's currently rated a heavy eight. They've had 23 millimetres of rain during the week. Have you had much feedback from any of the jockeys up there, or have you seen it firsthand?
I haven't seen it firsthand, but it's pretty hard to get any real positive vibes out of the place. So it'll be very interesting watching the first couple of races. But look, they've all got to go around on it. I don't really know how this fellow will handle it. He's only had a couple of starts for me, but he did handle soft ground previously, and he has trialled very well on heavy ground, but it'll be all, look, we're all in the lap of the gods, I suppose.
Yeah, it is that, unfortunately, for participants and the punters heading to Saturday. As you mentioned, you've only had Clearly Innocent a couple of starts, and G was dominant last start. He loves Scone, six from six there. In the short amount of time that you've got him, what type of a feel have you been able to glean?
Yeah, look, he's a pretty easy horse to train. He come in good order. He had a good grounding before I got him. Lighter type of horse, so as I said, he's come to hand quite well. Come through Scone win in good order. Different league now from a listed race that's going to a Group 1 weight for age, of course. But he's getting there in good form. I think that's most important.
Do you think he's a Group 1 horse?
Yeah, I think he can be. I think, well, realistically, he's probably better suited in handicaps at the moment, like a Stradbroke. But, you know, horse in form and he's arrived on the Gold Coast overnight. He's settled in well, so he'll get his chance Saturday.
Okay. Have you had a look at the race? What do you think of your opposition? You probably weren't thinking Blackheart Bar to turn up.
Yeah, a little surprised, but look, there's some really good horses there. You know, on their best, I think they're going to be very hard to beat. I thought Jungle Edge was real good again last week. He's got such a great wet track profile. So the race has probably held up a little stronger than I was expecting, so it'll be certainly a test for him.
And the plan is to try and use this as a springboard into the Stradbroke, or to guarantee a run in the Stradbroke. Are you currently concerned that if he doesn't place that he may not be able to get a run?
Yeah, looking at it, that was the reason. I wouldn't have minded going 4 weeks into a Stradbroke, but there would be some doubt until the weights come out. I think it'll fall away a touch, but he's still probably line ball just at the moment. So he'll need to run well on Saturday and probably just up his rating a little bit and a little bit more weight to get him to a guarantee a start.
You must be wrapped with how the stable's gone this season. How many Group 1 winners this season, is it, Chris?
Three.
Three Group 1 winners, and you've just got another Group 1 winner come over from New Zealand, I believe, who's joined the stable.
Yeah, sound proposition. Nice horse. He struggled on the heavy ground last week in the Doomben Cup, but he's settled in well. He's only been here a couple of days, but certainly a nice horse if he can find his best form.
What will you do with him? Was he put away now looking towards the spring?
Just at the moment, we're just keeping him in the stable. We may give him a run in Sydney if we can get a bit of firmer ground than what he found on Saturday, and then we'll decide which way we go.
Okay, mate, no worries. What about Savaro?
Savaro, well, she's always a chance. She can mix the form a little bit on a day. She can really let down. Again, untried on that. I'm not sure about on that type of track, so she'd be some chance in the first.
Okay, you got a nice couple of runners at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Just Dreaming was close up in the Guineas at Scone last start.
Yeah, really good run. Awkward draw on Saturday, which she had there at Scone. It's a dropping grade back to Philly's grade. If she can get any type of run from an awkward gate, she'll be right in the race.
In race six, you've got Magic of Dreams and Feeling the Love. Magic of Dreams, not far behind a very smart mare last start.
Yeah, she's quite capable. She should get a soft enough run from a gate. I think she's got a good chance. And feeling the love, rider a little conserved from the gate. If she gets any tempo, she's capable of finishing off strong.
Well, they're both reasonably big odds. Who would you be the most confident of running a place?
Probably Magic of Dreams due to the softer gate.
Okay, race number 7, you've got Slow Pace. What happened last start?
Well, he certainly lived up to his name last start. He does mix his form a little. He doesn't appreciate any firmness in the ground, so it probably won't run him if the track dries out too much. But look, he's on his day. He's also can bob up at big odds.
And Upscar might be your best in race number 8. Got a great first up record, 2 from 2.
Yeah, a really smart mare. Jumping a few grades, going down to the company, but she's quite capable. She'll appreciate given the track, and as you said, she's got a terrific first up record.
Who do you reckon is your best over the weekend?
She'd be my best, and I think Just Dreaming will run well with luck.
All right. Good luck on the weekend, Chris.
Thank you.